Hi.
It's Kettle again. It is day 9 of my travel, and I have great news. I found the charging cable for my toy. So, the plan is to come really, really hard for real instead of, you know, a ruined orgasm and then whatever I eked out of that one. I packed it too cleverly in such a way that I couldn't forget it, but I clearly did. It was like in a pocket in my suitcase. But fear not, I have industriously found outlets and things, and hopefully it's charged. There is a real possibility that it's, you know, I'm gonna knock on wood very gently, that it will hold the charge and is not broken and everything will be great and I'm gonna come really hard. I have been listening to audios today and listening to some of the more personal messages that some of you have sent me. And some very, what is the word that I want to use? Motivating material. And I only found the cable like an hour or so ago. Maybe a little bit longer. Time is funny. And so, you know, I was just normal torturing myself today. I took audios down to the beach. Of course, where I'm traveling, there is a beach that I like to walk on. There's something sort of exciting about, you know, the possibility that I can get some real relief. I know that you edge sluts were applauding me for making it so long, but I hadn't really intended to do it like that. To be frank, have struggled with orgasms in my life, and you know, sometimes the body does not want to do what I wanted to do. You know, conditions aren't right or whatever, and sometimes I'll psych myself out, or you know, it'll just be a hard 90-degree turn into something else. I feel like my brain is my own worst enemy, but I've been teasing myself a little bit before I turned this on. Some audios and stuff loaded on my phone, and I still have to be kind of quiet. I should describe where I am. Let's start with where I'm sitting. I'm completely naked, and I'm sitting in my bed. I'm in the room where I'm staying. It's pretty spacious. I think you can hear the reverb in here. There's really soft sheets that I'm lying in. And it smells a little bit like tea tree. Or maybe eucalyptus, something vaguely medicinal and sweet, the way that herbs can be. I have the AC going because it's very hot. there's more mirrors in here than in my room. I don't particularly like them, but it could be fun to play with. What else? The bed's pretty big. It's like, I think it might be a king. So I have plenty of space to starfish. Or writhe, or tease, grind. I'm currently sitting at the edge of it with my feet hanging over. I am too short to touch the floor, so they're just dangling. I set my computer up next to the sort of where my pillow goes. Hopefully it'll pick up sounds. I'm not really sure. I'm gonna lay back and see if I can't get a little more comfortable. I'm on my back, gently patting my pussy, just kind of lightly checking in, see if she wants to play. Normally I would have a story or a memory or a fantasy to tell, to edge with, but I kind of just want to get into it. I hope that's okay. I have my toy with me. It's, called it the wrong thing last time. It's like a Lush, and it's one of those like little vibrator egg things. But what I like about it is that it's supposed to be for like long distance play. There was a time when my partner and I were gonna be like really far apart, and so got this, and since he's not here, I had intended for this to be a way that we could play, but given time zone differences and life complications, I technically brought it for you. I know that you like the idea of being able to control my orgasm. I know that you want it to be you who makes me come my brains out. That it's your name and sound in my mind. It happens. I clearly like that. Running my hands on my thighs. Okay, moment of truth. While it's intended for, internal, I think I might just use it on my clit, be a little efficient. Let's see. Okay, that's a strong start. good Lord. And another creator that I know, well, there's several other creators who put up like toy patterns, and I don't know, I figured I'd try. Something, but that seems like maybe too much. Maybe we just sorry for the dead air. I'm suddenly overwhelmed by choice. Okay. Oh, she does want to play. I don't know if you can pick up the what sounds. I don't know. I don't have my good mic. Okay, I'm shifting a little closer. Oh, I'm just kind of rubbing it on the outside. Oh, that feels good. Just holding it against my foot. The other hand. Oh. Fuck. Kind of interesting. If I kind of cross my legs, I can hold it in place. That's fun. Ooh, could I fuck it? I don't know that it's shaped that way. I don't know if that stopped me before. Sorry, I don't usually play so creative on camera. Okay, this is what we're gonna do. I am going going to put on this pattern, and I'm going to in one hand sort of play with my clit and my holes with it, and then hopefully I can come really fast and maybe for real. Nice. Oh, there it is. Yeah. I wish it was confirming this, giving this pleasure to me instead of something else. Just looking at it. So it's a little bit wetter. Getting into the rhythm of it. I'm rocking my hips. Okay. Maybe something less. Sorry, brief intermission. I thought there was someone coming to get me. Oh, no, shit. No, no, no. Maybe a little more planning than an emergency broadcast because I found the cable. Sluts. I don't know what to tell you. I hope this sounds good. I hope you like it. I'm doing this for you, after all. What is an artist in the audience? A creator in the fans. I have some ideas for some lighter topic rambles, but you should, shove things in my ask box. That's my suggestion box, by the way. Just, you know, stuff in there. And that way I can make stuff that you want to listen to, baby. You just tell me. Maybe I will. If it turns me on. Oh no, now it's late. And I'm about to fall asleep. Oh, I guess I am really relaxed. Okay. I'm gonna drink some water. And I'll do this again real soon.